Unit 1. 1.1.
Ever since the idea of the teenager was invented in the 1950s, young people have been regarded as challenging, difficult to control. Those born immediately after World War II, the baby boomers, were the first teenagers to experience changes in music, fashion, and expendable income. Their parents had been living in an age of war and hardship. We are now in the age of the millennials. But what about those born in the 1960s and 70s and so-called Generation X? They were the generation that didn't care and were so easygoing that they had no social morals. What happened to them? I'm joined by Robert Hart and Melissa Jones.
As teenagers, we felt superior to our parents. But narrow-minded people said we were losers and had no ambition because we just drifted between jobs. And being a slacker was cool. Most of my friends came from broken homes. And my dad was really bad-tempered with me because I didn't like him. There was this book by Douglas Copeland called Generation X, full of, people with no direction in life. And it was like looking in a mirror.
Well, it might sound cool, but cynical and disaffected with life. But your MTV generation is now mostly middle class, middle-aged, and the greatest entrepreneurial, business-minded, level-headed age group. Steve Jobs was Gen Xer.
Yeah, we work hard now, but we're happier than our parents had been at our age, I think. I've had loads of jobs, but now I'm more settled. Wife, kids, a job in IT. We don't have the social pressures millennials have. Facegram, InstaChats, or whatever they're called. And our music was better, too.
I'm not sure about that. Then again, I suppose so. You had grunge bands like Nirvana, hip-hop artists like Ice Cube, and the Beastie Boys with their quick-witted lyrics. I agree, there isn't much that challenges young listeners today.
Nirvana? Yeah, you're right there. Kurt Cobain was the voice of my generation. He wasn't self-conscious about how he looked. Nor were we. I still dress like that now. My son's been listening to Nirvana a lot recently, too.
Bad clothes, great music. That's a good place to pause and listen to this track by Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Bad clothes? No way.